It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Critics agree Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, now playing.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Welcome to another episode of Meaningless Activity. I am the Liquid Gamer. And today we're going to talk about a show that, you know, I'm kind of a, if you, you know, listen, I know you haven't listened to my podcast for 7 years or 8 years or whatever. 7 years, right? Yeah. 7 years? Yeah, 7 years. But anyway, so I know you haven't listened for that long, so you don't know how much of a Anglophile I am. But, you know, I did a DNA test, if you listen to the show at all, right? Took this DNA test and I found out that apparently I'm like 54% British, which makes some sense considering I just have this for some reason all my life this love of British comedy and British drama, right? And you know, I thought about doing this episode and then doing a whole bunch of BBC shows that I love, but this is falling under the Netflix umbrella. Okay, we'll do a BBC run after I get done with the Netflix run. Still got a few more shows I want to cover. I want to cover Black Mirror, Orange is the New Black, Fuller House, Stranger Things. And then maybe I'll move on to BBC stuff. Now anyway, this show was produced by Sony Pictures for Netflix. And it's a biographical story about the reign of Queen Elizabeth II. And, you know, I took a chance. You know, sometimes you... When you hear that, okay, it does not sound like something I want to watch. But it absolutely was an amazing two seasons. And even though, you know, season three, they're going to completely recast because it takes place so much later, I enjoyed the season one and two cast tremendously. And I thought that Claire Foy did a wonderful Princess Elizabeth. And Matt Smith did a wonderful Prince Philip. It was just amazing. But for me, being an Anglophile and just knowing a lot about American and British history, one of my favorite takeaways was John Lithgow as Winston Churchill, which was the prime minister during her first... That was the first prime minister she went through. And even though it's later years Churchill... I thought he was he was portrayed extremely well. And one might say accurate. The film did well as far as accolades. At the SAG Awards, you saw Best Actress and Best Actor wins for Foy and Lithgow. 26 nominations for the Emmy Awards. And for season 1 and 2, because they came out so close together, nominated twice for Outstanding Drama Series, which is pretty cool, actually. Critical response, you know, I love to talk about quotes and Rotten Tomatoes and all that stuff. So Rotten Tomatoes did, we got an 89% approval rating with an average of 8.72. So that's actually pretty close to the approval rating. Sometimes in Rotten Tomatoes, you know, it's like 85% approval, but like the average is like 6.9. And you're like, okay, shouldn't it be 69% approval rating? I don't know how they do that. I don't know what their math is like, but I do think it's flawed. Metacritic, 81 out of 100. And that is based off of 29 critic reviews. To give you some sort of, you know, quotes here. From The Guardian, quote, Netflix can... I guess I should do a British, but... Netflix can rest assured that its £100 million gamble has paid off. This first series about good old British film from first to last. It's the service's crowning achievement so far. Okay. Daily Telegraph, quote, The Crown is a PR triumph for the Windsors. A compassionate piece of work that humanizes them in a way that has never been seen before. It is a portrait of an extraordinary family, an intelligent comment on the effects of the Constitution on their personal lives, and a fascinating account of post-war Britain all rolled into one. Totally agree. Totally agree. When you think of the royals, you know, especially with like the modern royals, she's the one that kind of comes off, the queen, is the one that comes off as like, not the most heart-filled woman in the room, right? But this changes that. You know, I don't know how much of it is 100% accurate. I wasn't there. I wasn't in the room. But what it does portray is something that gives her a little bit more humanity than I may have given her credit for based off of my visions of her in the modern era, you know? The AV Club, quote, a cinematic quality to a complex and intricate time for an intimate family. The performers and creators are seemingly up for the task. Cinematic-wise, it's okay. I would actually call it pretty standard. There's nothing about it that comes off as complex. Or, you know, it's not amazing. There's nothing about it that's amazing. Time Magazine. Now, here's a credible one. Quote, will be compared to Downton Abbey, but that was able to invent a historical or at least unexpected notes. Foy struggles mightily, but she's given little. The Crown's Elizabeth is more than unknowable. She's a bore. Okay. I mean, I kind of disagree with everything that says. But, I mean, I think there's a lot to pull from. There's a lot of history with Queen Elizabeth II. And I think they dealt with the beginning as well as they could. And they added as much drama as really is needed. And I do not think that she was a bore. Facial expressions alone give away a lot. That's like saying Anthony Hopkins is a bore. I would probably say that 80% of his acting is done through inflections and gestures and the use of his face. Yes, I can agree that the words may come off as boring, but the acting definitely does not. Season 2. So the first season got an 89% Rotten Tomato. Season 2 got a 91% Rotten Tomato, which is rare, actually. Metacritic Season 2, 87 out of 100. Quote again, universal acclaim. So very, very high regard in those websites. I actually thought that Season 2, as far as cinematography, was actually better than Season 1. Let's see. Daily Telegraph wrote, quote, seldom been better. Okay. What does that mean? The Times, quote, while ardent monarchists might bristle at the way this is going, for the rest of us, it's getting better and better. I don't really know what the Windsors think of the show. I don't care, you know? It's not they don't care. You know, it's basically a biographical show on someone who's still alive, which is, you know, it's not something we get every day. On that note, just go watch it, okay?
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Critics agree. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Rated PG. Now playing.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer, that's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.